Church family, it's exciting to be up here with you guys. I'm not going to take up a whole lot of time, but 2.5 years ago, the Lord called me back to this church. If you would have asked me 3 years ago if I'd ever come back to Kentucky, I probably would have told you no. Probably would have told you me and Ada would have got married and moved up to Pennsylvania or Nicaragua or something. The Lord put on this ministry on my heart for a reason. The youth, we used to say, are the next generation. They're the future leaders. They're tomorrow's leaders. My heart is that they're today's leaders. The youth are vital to the survival of our church, and not just this church, but the church body around the world. If we're not raising up young leaders to step up and take position as watchmen on the wall for the body of Christ, then we're doing not only ourselves, but the body as a whole a disservice. My heart, I love our youth students. I've cried over our youth students. I've ministered to our youth students in many different ways, and I just want to share with you a little bit of the vision. I've been praying and seeking God for fresh vision for this youth program for the last 2.5, 3 months, and the Lord has given me something. What the Lord has put on my heart is that our youth need to be a youth of connection. They need to be able to know how to connect with God and to connect with each other in real relationship, not these cell phones, not Instagram, not Snapchat, but real face-to-face communication. Some of the most impactful times in my life are when a brother like Keegan or Cody have pulled me aside and said, listen, man, this is what I see in your life. This is what's good. This is what I think the Lord is pointing out to you that needs to change. And that's what our youth need. Second is that they need to be a youth of action. They need to know what it looks like to put their faith into action, in step, in the States, not just in Nicaragua, because I've seen our students come to life in Nicaragua. But the moment they come back from camp or from Nicaragua, they come here and they just back to their cell phones. I want to see our youth become a youth of action. And then finally, I want to give our students a place to thrive. I want our students to thrive in knowing who God is and who He has created them to be. All that to say, in August, we are starting a youth-based small group. It's going to meet on Sunday mornings. It's going to be here, but the youth are going to stay in here for worship. And then we're going to go next door and we're going to talk about different ways to disciple and teach into that, where they can grow up and grow out, to step into places of leadership, to step into different places of ministry, and to actually do what God has called them to do, and that is to be disciples and to be disciple makers. There is no student too young to be a disciple maker. Let me put it that way. This group is going to be youth aged. It's going to be 7th to 12th grade, going into 12th grade and going into 7th grade. So that age range. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about different topics that we see in our world and how to handle those topics. What does the Bible say about abuse? What does the Bible say about these controversial things? And we're going to disciple into that so that they can lead and reach out to their friends at school. Our students are bombarded with a lot of different issues in the world today. And a lot of them, they don't know how to handle certain issues. Like if they have a friend that says, hey, mom and dad beat me, how do they handle that? Most of the time, they shut down. Most of our students don't know how to handle or reach out to a friend who's being abused. Stuff like that. Friends that are dealing with depression. Friends that are dealing with different issues like that. Our students are going to be equipped. But the second part, the Sunday morning small group, is not going to be just a discipleship, but also a connection. We're calling it the Youth Connect. So Sunday morning is going to be the discipleship part. Once a week, periodically, we're going to have different times of outreach. We're going to go down and work in soup kitchens, go down to Waterfront and pass out water bottles at the walking bridge. Sometimes we're just going to go to the park and hang out, invite a bunch of our friends to go play Ultimate Frisbee. And other times, we might just go to Dairy Queen and just all eat blizzards and just laugh it up. We're going to be young people. We're going to have fun together. So it's a two-part small group, one part discipleship on Sunday mornings, and the other part just connecting and growing together throughout the week. Now, that night may or may not change. It may be 1 week, it might be a Monday. 1 week, it might be a Saturday morning. 1 week, it might be Wednesday evening. 1 week, it might be Friday. But that is to come. And so I just really, really wanted to cast this vision to you, the church, and the parents, that this is something vital. We're starting this at the switch. We're going to start bumping up our elementary schooler to base, if they're the appropriate age, and we're going to start moving our base students up to youth. And this is going to be kind of a transition for them, something easy and something smooth to kind of get their feet wet. Because for a lot of our younger students, it's intimidating for our seventh graders that are now seventh graders to go up to youth where there's, you know, big scary juniors and seniors. But it's a good thing. They need that relational friction to kind of help each other stay sharp. Iron sharpens iron. And so that's why we're going to start this just before the school year gets into full effect. And it's going to start August 5th, and it's going to be every Sunday. So I'm really excited. There's been a lot of great change in our youth, and I believe that this is something that the youth need to stay fresh, to stay vibrant, to stay engaged. This year we switched youth camps, and it was incredible. We took a smallest group we've taken in like 7 or 8 years. We only took 10 with us. But you know what? Those 10 came back lit up. They came back excited. I still have students saying, what are we doing about camp next year? When are we going? Are we going to winter camp? I want to go to winter camp. Our students have traditionally not been winter camp students. But this year they're excited of the idea of winter camp. They're looking forward to it. And so I want to take that momentum that they came back with, and I want to run with it. I want to run with it and disciple them, and I want to run with it and have the church body help create a place that feels free and empowering to grow and to become who God has created them to be. So that's my big announcement. I just want to share that vision with you guys and share it with the body.